My.
I have so much.
So y'all don't want me to be able to digest my food.
I feel like I have such an unpopular opinion about that.
Okay.
About.
I mean,
okay, so I'm sorry. Don't take no 50 hours.
Now that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's don't true. Take 50 hours.
So what is a good span of time?
Not 50 hours. I mean, okay, let me think.
Because you don't
no relationship.
It can't depend.
It can't be 5 minutes. You say no, it'll take 50 hours. So I mean,
first of all, by the time you walk. Go from place to place, position to position. That should take you more than five minutes.
Not place to place,
position to position. But I mean, I don't like them songs all night long. No, go all night long, me, baby. No,
that's not even 50 hours. So you're talking about? Of course, it was an exaggeration. But you're talking
about, but I'm saying like 3 hours.
3 hours, maybe.
No, heck no. 3 hours.
Yeah, why not?
Heck no. Well, my
legs. Y'all don't want me to digest my food today.
Did you say 3 hours? Maybe I'm different.
No.
But we're back again.
Yeah. And we're back.
And where are we from? Where are we at right now?
Greenville. Oh, wait. We're recording?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
Oh, you know, you always do this.
Do what?
Like, not say that we're recording and make us have bloopers all over the place.
Well, I mean,
because I'm not paying no attention.
The majority of it is going to be edited out. So,
yeah, whatever.
Or not.
See? There you go.
So,
look at it. You get
on me. We got a guest today.
On my nerves.
Do we have a guest or is she?
Well, she hasn't decided.
I have bullied myself in.
I have bullied.
So she claims she's the only one that has relationship experts.
I'm just saying. A little bit.
So I guess we'll let her take the relationship stance.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I say I vote her in.
I mean,
I'm getting voted in. This is an induction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now the final approval.
Oh.
The final approval.
Is through me.
It's through
me.
But we still have to go. There is another third person that's...
He ain't been on this thing yet.
Oh, there's a third person?
He's my CL.
CL.
Until CL shows his face,
CL,
he don't get a vote. He don't get a vote. CL, you don't get a vote.
Well, CL, if I must make my case, I would like to say...
We hadn't even introduced ourselves yet. You make your case.
Yeah, my name is...
My name is. Showing your podcast resume.
Because
you got one.
Yeah, but I ain't looking too much for the good for the home team, friend. I think we should have left that out.
Look, I had to use mine. Mine ain't the best either.
Well, I have appeared on the Perfect People podcast.
Not appeared. You were a
host. Yeah, you're right. Let me not.
Yeah.
Downgrade myself. I was one of the hosts of the Perfect People podcast.
And all the work we did, Greg.
And also a host of Loyalty Over Clout podcast. And also the future host of another podcast.
You better just ain't thought about it yet?
Put it out there.
You ain't got a name on it yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got some things working, but I got to make sure I got a company that'll help me. That's where I'm falling at.
Wink, wink,
wink.
I mean, we always had to help. It ain't nothing that we ain't helping.
I know. I'm just saying.
We're going to see. We'll see how much y'all help in a little bit.
We'll talk about that after the recording.
Off air.
Okay.
Off air combos. All
right. So, we're recording live, well, not live, but on location here in Greenville, the beautiful city of Greenville, South Carolina.
Shout out to Greenville.
Yes. Shout out to Greenville. That's and shouts out to Up on the Roof.
Yes.
Up for hosting the show today.
Yeah.
They came through with the charcuterie board. I said that right.
You did.
What had on it?
Okay, so
they had,
yes. Oh, I don't know the meats, but they had candied almonds that
were
look
really
and
good.
Taste like frosted flakes.
Yep.
Also, they have pickled okra.
Mm-hmm.
Mini pickles that you could fit all in your mouth at one time. Also, fresh strawberries, cranberries, blueberry, raspberries, and assortment of cheeses. And also crackers.
And the strawberries are good.
They're very yummy.
Is it fresh?
Strawberries
are. Yeah.
We have raw honey.
Mm-hmm.
We have this jam.
Jam.
And we have some whole grain mustard.
Is the jam?
I haven't tried the jam. I'm not sure what we're supposed to eat with the jam.
Wasn't the jam going to crackers? That's really? What it looks like.
Well, Rhonda ate two crackers with nothing. No.
Yeah, the crackers were good. I ain't gonna eat my whole shoe. You know, I am a cracker eater. Uh-huh. And so the crackers were pretty good. I hadn't eaten all the other things. The meats were good too. I know one is pepperoni and the other is salami, but there's another mystery meat over here that we're not sure about.
And one is spicy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I had to drink a lot of water after that. But it was good. Okay. Nice little variety of things.
And we'll give our reviews on the food. Mm-hmm. On the next, when y'all tune in on Wednesday, y'all will get the reviews of the food. Okay. Shouts out Up on the Roof once again.
Up on the Roof
for hosting us tonight. Or this afternoon. It's a great afternoon.
Going into the evening.
And you know, every week I do something on social media that we gotta get responses on.
I'm scared.
And I'm asking you guys
every week. Yes, I'm scared every single week.
And I'm asking you guys the question first.
Okay.
The question is, what piece of advice would you have for an ex?
For an ex?
Yeah. Toxic answers only.
Oh, toxic answers only. Ooh. I don't know about the answer
there. We want to go through what the people said first.
Let's see what the people say, because I gotta think about that. Mm.
All right, first
thing. I gotta filter my response.
Well, see, mine didn't automatically go toxic, because I was like, okay, let me see what I would tell
them. Go true. Not toxic, go true. Because we said toxic only on social media.
But I mean, that just goes to the Lord Jesus. You people gonna be like, oh, she lame. She can't even think toxic.
No, go true.
I mean, it depends on what it is, but I think if it was relationship advice, the advice would depend on why it is that we broke up. Mm-hmm. So like giving pointers in how it is that they could better themselves for their next partner.
Okay.
And so it would come from a supportive perspective.
What would be your advice to one of your exes?
To one of my exes. interestingly enough. Okay. So the advice to one of my exes would be to kind of focus on self a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Figure out what direction, what purpose they are serving here on this earth, so that they are better equipped to lead a family. Mm-hmm. And you know, be more comfortable in that position of head of household.
Okay. Well, you've been married for 12 years? No, 10 yeah. years, together for 12. Yes. Do you have an ex you could give advice to?
First of all, I'm scared to hear what her advice got to be.
What is yours?
I would say, I mean, this is a controversial type of comment, though. So I'm a little nervous to say it.
Okay, well then, let's go to, you sure, you, do you want to say it or you want to hold it?
I mean, I don't mind saying people. It. Well, I mean, does it matter if y'all want that feed on your podcast?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, you cry too much.
That ain't controversial.
I mean, because they be like, oh, man, she's telling their feelings. Oh, they cry too much. Oh, man, she be able to. Like, you
there's a balance to all things.
You cry too much. Like, you need to be able to manage your emotions. Because that was just ridiculous.
It's kind of like love bombing. Huh? It's kind of like love bombing. Yeah. Somebody telling you I love you 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's like, like, I need you. I hope that as you have grown on this good earth, that you have managed your emotions by now.
Go get some help.
Yes, that was one. I mean, I don't mind, you know, the tears and being in your feelings and being in your emotions. That's good. But just because I said this one thing, I mean, and maybe and that's how I know we didn't match, because I'm a little.
So you made him cry.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's a whole other situation.
No.
I'm saying for him, like, you just crying all the time, but versus somebody making you cry.
Yeah,
like,
well, then I made him cry a lot.
Yeah, that ain't good.
That ain't it.
Yeah,
that ain't
it. And it was extra. But yeah, that was my manage your emotions, please.
Figure that thing out.
Yes.
All right. I don't have one.
You know what? You always setting something up. No, you have to answer before you read them things.
I think he lying.
Because he is.
Keep your job.
Oh.
All right, that's mine.
Well, prepare yourself for family. You cry too much. Keep your job.
I'm probably just messing with Mike, because I almost snatched my necklace off if I had some pearls on, because I wasn't speaking.
You would have clutched.
Right.
I know the person, and here's the thing, the person didn't know it's them.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to know.
And they listen and watch the show, so that's what I'm saying. All right,
please,
so
keep your niche job.
We don't know who you are, FYI, so there's that.
The first one came from the person we got is a comment underneath the actual post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's from Maker. Now she had to take it from X-rated to Oh, PG. My. She said, get your first nut off before you're trying to have sex.
My.
I have so much.
So y'all don't want me to be able to digest my food.
I feel like I have such an unpopular opinion about that.
Okay.
About.
I mean, okay, so I'm sorry. Don't take no 50 hours.
Now that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's don't true. Take 50 hours.
So what is a good span of time?
Not 50 hours.
I mean, okay, let me think.
Because you don't
the relationship it can't be, rule over
it
here.
Can't it depends.
It can't be 5 minutes. You say no, it take 50 hours.
So I mean, first of all, by the time you walk, go from place to place, position to position, that should take you more than five minutes.
Not place to place, though.
Position to position. But I mean, I don't like them songs all night long. No, no, all night long, me. Baby, no.
That's not even 50 hours. So you're talking about. Of course, it was an exaggeration. But
yeah, but I'm saying like 3 hours.
3 hours, maybe.
No, heck no. 3 hours.
Yeah, why not?
Heck no. My
once again, y'all don't want me to digest my food today.
Did you say 3 hours? Maybe I'm different.
No,
but 3 hours is a very long time. First of all, why do we have to be into the hours?
We're in a marathon.
Including foreplay and yes, leg?
I'm talking about the whole.
Even with all of that.
I mean, we got 30 minutes.
I mean, maybe a little bit longer, but not too much.
I mean, because now I'm sweating. Then if your sweat drip on me, that you can cancel it off. And then we, it's just a different opinion that I have about that.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Shouts out to Megan for that one.
Yeah, but I want her to take all the hours that she, you know, serves.
Yeah.
All right. Then the relationship status chat in the relationship status advice group. Make sure to join. Cousin of the show, EB, tapped in. Says,
"Hi, EB.
Always start a fight if you like rough sex, or to shut you up."
Okay, EB. I like that one.
Not always start a fight though.
I mean, not always. But I mean, I have used it a few times. Cause why you didn't wash them dishes? You know her. You know I don't like water. This is
the setup.
And it's kind of toxic here.
Next one's from Kitty. Don't use sex as a way to get me back when it's not hitting on Nathan.
Oh.
She put in all caps. Nathan.
I saw somebody using it to get them back and they ain't hitting on that. That's funny.
I mean, people can do the opposite. But if it's gonna be to get me back, I'm sure getting something in return.
We also posted it on Snapchat. Stay single. Humanity deserves that protection.
Wow. Well, that's first off, whoever they're talking to, I'm sorry. I know you are ashamed.
Next time, date someone as emotionally unavailable as you are. You will finally understand the pain.
Dang. No, they probably won't though.
Nah, they probably.
If they are also emotionally unavailable, then they ain't gonna understand.
Too unemotionally unavailable.
Right, that'd just be
I was told this by an ex.
Oh, Yusuf.
Stop giving advice you don't follow.
Well, did you follow their advice? That's the question.
You got podcast on podcast.
So the question is, did you follow their advice, my friend?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, that's your mantra?
Nah, you know, I'm learning to be better.
Hey, I don't know if I believe that.
Over that real quick.
Right. Like, you said no real fast.
Find someone that matches your energy, bitter, broke, and basic.
Dang, bitter, broke, and basic.
That was all three?
Not good.
The trifecta.
Bitter, broke, and basic.
I'm gonna need you to choose one. You can't
and
be
if they
all
add
three.
Another B on the end, and we really on something. Jesus.
Be a better liar. At least try to make it believable. Got a couple more. Tell your partner up front, I come with red flags and delusion.
Oh, please tell me up front. Now, you ain't even got to talk about the red flags. Just say you come with delusion, and that's enough for me.
Yeah, and go on my other way.
Get a job. Professional victim isn't a real occupation.
Professional victim?
Yeah.
That's funny. I ain't never heard of professional victim before.
Please, for the love of God, upgrade your playlist. Heartbreak can't save your trash music taste. Mm. Stop mistaking control for love. You're not deep. You're just toxic.
Oh, my.
the only thing you're good at is wasting people's time. Make a career out of it. Mm. If gaslighting was a sport, you'd have Olympic gold medals.
Oh, sheesh. They came up with some good stuff.
Right. These people hurt out here.
I mean, that's so sad. My goodness.
Y'all going
through. That just went really.
Last one. Next time, don't confuse bare minimum with spoiling somebody.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, they are.
They spoil it with the bare minimum?
That's basic.
Hey, man, that's what they doing out here.
My.
And they came
from, I better stay
they
where
came
I'm
from
at.
A mix of men and women. So
yeah, stay married,
I'm
friend.
Stay where I'm at.
Yeah, make sure to follow the show so that you can go ahead and give us your responses to our questions, because it's always something.
I'm telling you right now, it's rough out here in these streets.
Okay, so which video did we say we was going with today?
And just do the second one, or the
number
one
four, about best friend.
Yeah. Was it best friend?
Yeah.
The one about best friend? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah.
My woman got to be my best friend. Like, my best friend in the world. If it ain't that, I don't want it. Like, you can keep it. You understand? Like, it got to be, like, we got to be locked in so deep, man, to where, like, regardless of what happened to me, whether it's good or bad, like, you got to be the first person I want to call. Like, damn, man, I wonder what baby going to think about this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we got to be able to send reels and memes back and forth and, you know, because I know, like, baby gonna be the only one to really get it, really understand it. You understand? Cause we so locked in. We got inside jokes. We got this. We got that. Like, we gotta be able to people watch and joke on everybody that's walking by. You know what I mean? Because our sister Huba is on the same level. Like, you know, my woman gotta be my right arm. Like, she's an extension of me. Like, when I look at her, I gotta see me. And when other people look at her, they gotta see me. That's how locked in we are. That's how on the same page we are. Like, I couldn't even imagine living in this world without him. That's the type of friendship that it got to be in a relationship, or I don't want it.
Or I don't want it.
That's the type of relationship it got to be.
Y'all agree?
You know, those were touching those almonds.
Come on, you see?
Oh. First of all, what is that? Oh, seed. Yeah. Okay, now you said, don't we go in there and see you for lactic or whatever it's called.
Now you done made me forget what it's called.
But the jam is jamming.
Ephylactic.
Oh, so the jam good?
The jam is jamming.
That's good.
When you hear that, what's the first thing that hits you?
You first. First of all,
What you got? What's the first thing that hits you?
I like it. Yeah. I would love to be in a relationship with somebody that I felt like that with, from both sides. I agree.
See, I don't know, like, I think for me, I don't know if my woman could be my best friend. I think we could be great friends, but my best friend, I don't feel like you can tell your lady everything.
You don't tell your best friend everything.
I do.
That's a problem.
I'm just saying, like, how's that a problem? You tell your best friend to me.
You should sense.
Except for stuff about marriage, about if you're married, I don't think you should have people in your marriage like that.
In your marriage, like what?
Like telling them everything that happens in your marriage. Like, I don't think you should tell people outside your marriage everything that happens in your marriage.
Oh, maybe not everything. That everything is a big word to me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's why nobody does everything of anything.
Yeah. Ooh.
You don't think so?
Everything? Nobody tells anybody everything.
No, sometimes. First of all, some stuff you need to say for the good Lord Jesus.
I mean, you only tell yourself everything.
I mean, think about it. Some of that stuff you trying to lock away.
Yeah,
and not
like you don't tell everybody everything. Like, and here's another one that I'm not okay with and I don't agree with about the outside marriage relation advice. I do not agree with that.
Okay.
Because I do feel like that I get a good advice from my best friend.
So you don't agree with that the stuff that happens in your marriage is in your marriage?
No, it not necessarily that. Now, I'm not saying I tell her every single thing, but when it comes, because some things aren't about relationship, it's about a person. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, and I can see myself as being, I mean, all of us see ourselves as being, oh, I do nothing wrong sometimes. And I have to get a balance, a check. Mm-hmm. And I had to see, well, is it me or am I tripping sometimes? and she don't do a good job of taking up for me. She'd be honest. Be like, yeah, friend, you tripping. You know, so I feel as though that I could get that kind of advice. Now, do I tell her everything? No. I mean, nobody tells anybody everything. But the back to the best, the want the partner to be the best friend thing, I can say now, right now, not before, but now I am experiencing that. Mm. And that is a part of what we're building now.
What caused the shift from
honesty?
From not to
honesty and honest and life hardships. Like, you realize that I'm there with you no matter what. When you're going through your second downfall, you know, from having this surgery again, who's there? Who's the one doing all of the things? Who's the one making sure we're, you know, everything is in order? You realize that, dang, you know, this girl really is down. And then vice versa. I'm going through a little, you know, a little tough little thing right now. Not, you know, school is, it's tough. It's really hard for me. And so I'm realizing, dang, you know, yeah, you might get on my nerves sometimes, but you know, you're really down. Like, we really cool. Like, we really like that. And I do consider him my best friend.
Yeah.
I really do consider
and,
him
and
my
I
best
think,
friend.
Like, that's the thing. Like, no one is going through life with you in the same way that your partner is, that your husband or your wife is. And, I mean, even if you do have a best friend that's outside of the marriage, there's still levels to that they'll never get, that they'll never understand, that your husband or your wife, they're the only ones that will, because they're right. The ones that's in it with you. Like, I don't share kids with my best friend. I don't share.
But your best friend might have kids.
But they're not our kids. Like, the way that we're raising our kids, while there will be similarities between how it is that Arielle is raising her children and I'm raising mine, the household is just going to naturally be different because we're different people. And so, like, there does have to be a best friend element. Does that have to be your only best friend?
Yeah, no.
Like, because I do think that you are absolutely supposed to have friends outside of marriage, because your partner is not supposed to hold all of that.
Right.
Well, so when I am really tripping.
Some people don't believe in friends
outside. Well, now, that's a whole other conversation.
I definitely don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
Because that's too much pressure on anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are times when I'm tripping where my husband should be able to say, okay, you need to go call Arielle because you're doing a lot. So, you know, you go over there and I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, we'll come back together. Because, no, like, one person can't hold everything, but you are a specific best friend to me in our relationship and in how we're doing life together. Yeah. And I want to be excited to call you. Like, Arielle might get bummed down the second when good news happens. Like, yeah. I don't.
I'm okay with that.
That's how that's supposed to be. Like,
as long as you call me second. Don't put me third. Well, I can be third because you need to call your mom. So. Fine, I'll be third.
Maybe so.
But that's it. I ain't going no lower.
That's it.
So, do y'all think that y'all could truly have that type of friendship within the relationship without it suffering from complacency and comfort?
How would it suffer?
Yeah, I do.
I'm just, because some people, in some marriages, they've been together so long, and let's say we're best friends or whatever, right? The relationship is comfortable, and there's a complacency sometimes that comes with being in a relationship for a lengthy period of time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come to that point where it's become mundane. It's the ritual of this, and this. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a date night every Friday night, or the spontaneity may have been gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The kids have kind of taken over. Yeah. There's a level of complacency and comfort that sometimes comes with that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we need that outlet of our friends, one. Mm-hmm. Or two, we need the person to be spontaneous at times with things to keep it going within the relationship. So do you think that having the person as that best friend, and when I hear best friend, it's like Colexio always says, you can't have more than one best friend. I just
No, I don't.
For me, I have a circle of friends.
Right. Yeah.
But I have like one.
Well,
best friend.
I mean, it's currently my situation. Well, to a certain extent. I have levels of best friend.
I think women have it more than men.
Yeah, yeah.
Women have, okay, for this, I know I call this person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For this issue,
that's just categorized.
I know I call this person. Yeah. It's a work issue, I know I call, this is my work best. Mm-hmm. Or this is my, and I just think that women have that more than men. Men don't really have, it's like a circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just be the group. And that group will be, and my group is, of like people that I call best friends is really small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that I trust with the information no matter what, because I know that whatever they give me back, like you with Veronica, is whatever they're going to give me back is going to be honest.
Right.
I might not like, I can't tell you how many times I'm on the phone with CL and I really just want to get off. I literally want to tell him, shut up.
I don't want to hear this.
I don't want to hear it. Just let me off the phone. You know, and.
It's because he's giving you something that you don't. You're not ready to receive, or he's willing to say the hard things. Why?
He's willing to say the hard stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My friend Doc, willing to say the hard stuff.
Mm. Say Doc?
Doc.
Oh, Doc.
My friend, my other one, Malcolm, he will literally call me and be like, you effing up. Mm. Hands down, like, I've posted something maybe emotional at times in the moment, and it might be cryptic, mm-hmm. and literally he will call me, take that shit down.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I would say, like, it's interesting because I guess my friends maybe mess up in different ways. Mm-hmm. It's not. And a lot of times whenever I would say I have a circle of friends too that I would consider, you know, in the bestie category or whatever you want to call it. But there's only one person in that friend group that's kind of aware of everything that's going on in my life, even if I don't necessarily call them to ask them for advice, and that's Ariel. Now, the other folks that's in the friend group, they are, you know, they know of things that are happening, and they are very intimately aware. And I might lean on them for something different because maybe they have a different strength or have had a different experience or, you know, whatever the case is. And so I do think that you lean on different friends for different things because everybody has their level of expertise. But I don't know if I necessarily can go with the fact that you can only have one best friend. Because, yeah, I think Ariel said, I think there's levels to it. But ride or die, like, you know, I know that I can call these individuals and they will have my back and they will call me in and call me out. Yeah, that's a very small circle of people. And the folks that I'm willing to trust with my life and my information and the things that are going on that I know that they'll either hold it or pray for me through it. Or just, you know, like I said, give me whatever advice that's necessary in order for me to be able to move through it. Because so, yeah.
You need to understand for you guys, your mate or whoever you're with, being your best friend, has it always been like that? Or is it something so the person you with has always been your best friend?
No. The person that I'm with?
Yeah, because that's what we're talking about. You're talking about your partner being your best friend.
No, he hasn't always been my best friend. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm asking. Has it always been
It hasn't always been
a desire.
That. Yeah. And so they ain't trying to work towards it.
So what happens if one person is in that place and the other person is not? Like one person feels that deep connection of this is my best friend, but the other person does not feel that. You know, how does that get navigated then?
Well, I mean, it was like that for us at one point because I feel like I have always been Vaughn's best friend. Mm. Oh, the whole entire relationship. But for me, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't the case because, like Veronica stated, with you being my best friend, it comes with a lot of trust.
Yeah.
And if I can't trust that you will hold these certain things, then I can't consider you my best friend. Were we married? Yes. Did we do life together? Yes. I did not consider him my best friend. But now, it's a whole totally different thing. So
your trust in him had to change.
Yes. And also, you showing me that I can trust you had to change.
So he wasn't showing that before?
No. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, inconsistencies and changing up of things. And I just didn't feel like I needed consistency, you know, financial consistency. And I can, now I will say it, but before I can't say, dude, you do this one more time, you know, like now I can say that, but I had to get, am I tripping? Should I feel this way? I had to call out and see, you know, because I don't want to be a nagger. I don't want to be aggravating you, but if you're wrong, baby, you're wrong. And I'm going to let you know, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong so I can pipe down and chill.
Somebody asked me if they were nagging me before.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, no, you're not nagging me if you're saying something. I think a nag just if I'm doing whatever you're telling me I should be doing. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like nagging
and you're continuing to say something and now you're nagging.
Mm-hmm. I feel like nagging is saying, asking you to do stuff that it should be done.
No,
that's what I see nagging. Like, I feel, if I'm having to ask you the same thing over and over, something that's obvious, something that should be done, something that we've talked about, and I'm coming to you again and again and again and again and again.
But then who's that on? Is that on you or on him?
Oh, that's not on me.
If you're nagging, the nag is not on you.
That's on you, because the reason why I'm nagging you is because you're not doing what needs to be done. If you do what needs to be boy, you almost
what you mean?
I'm not going to leave nobody because they won't push the trash can, take the trash bag out.
Leave.
I don't know what to say about that.
First off, marriage and a relationship is two different things.
I ain't going nowhere because of that. I want you just to do it.
Yeah, like you, and but that's the thing, like you're...
But if it's a constant, not saying pushing the trash can, I'm saying it's the pushing of the trash can, it's the...
But that's every relationship is going to have something that's constant.
What if it's a number of things? If it's a number of things, why not just, it would say not the marriage, but if it's a relationship...
A relationship and marriage is two different things.
It is, it's two totally different things. But if you're a person that has to consistently feel a way with anything or whatever, you're consistently nagging about certain things and expressing your unhappiness. Mm. Why are we staying?
Because that's going to be in every relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
last episode, I meant to say, you were getting on me about whether or not you should stay indefinitely when somebody is born after they dream and ain't contributing.
Well, first off, it was two episodes ago.
Whatever it was.
So get it right.
Whatever it was. Okay, so catch you up. We were talking about we were talking about dreams.
Okay.
And a person going after their dreams and how long a person is supposed to support them in going after their dreams if they ain't contributing nothing else. And so we started talking about alimony, the movie Alimony. You ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
And I made the point that you don't indefinitely support nobody. I don't care if you're married or otherwise, mm-hmm. and they're not contributing in some way. Like, if you see I'm in distress, I don't care nothing. I mean, I won't say I don't care nothing about your dream, but it has to be right. It has to be balanced.
Right.
So, you know, while you can still can go after your dream, you need to go get a job.
Or something.
Because you can tinker and go work at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, two things to be true at the same time. And this one over here to talk about, you're supposed to be supporting them indefinitely because you married them.
Well, I mean, you got to contribute. I'm not saying you necessarily have to have a job.
That is fine.
But you need.
I don't know what that is.
Yes.
That is
going to be.
But you need to be contributing something. Like, he wasn't even cleaning the house. He wasn't even going to the grocery store. He wasn't even bringing sure they got paper towel.
Here's my thing. My point on that, and this is without going back into that. My point to that was, if we're supporting something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Communication is key, correct?
Yes.
Everybody says communication is key.
It is.
It is the one major thing they always say every marriage, every relationship should be built on is communication. Well,
effective communication.
Mm-hmm. So then we should have said, okay, I'm gonna allow you to tinker with this thing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
If after tinkering with this thing for a year,
because that was my thing, you over there tinkering.
After you tinkering with this thing for a year, we ain't got nowhere. You can still do it, but I need you to find a job.
Right.
That's effective. She never said that. It was never put out there.
Yeah.
It was, and so what I'm saying, if you don't put a date on it, shouts out to CL. If you don't put a date on it,
how can you
like formally go, all right, how's he supposed to know? How's he supposed to know? Call on me. Okay,
you would. Thank you so very much. Because this is going to go back to this best friend thing, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing that I can say that as my best friend, and that's all, like everybody that's in my little circle, which includes Ariel, because of the connection it is that we had, which is what this guy was talking about, but he was talking about it from a romantic sense, but I'm going to talk about it from a friendship sense. Mm-hmm. But I think it carries on over into the relationship even more so. I can tell when something is bothering Ariel. And I don't necessarily even have to, you know, she don't have to say anything directly. She doesn't have to sit me down and say, like, let's have some effective communication about it. You know, if something is nagging her or something to tick her off, number one, I know her triggers. I know the things that will tick her off. So even if it's not me and I'm sitting in a setting, in a situation, and something is happening, I'm like, oh, that ain't gonna end well. Or she gonna shut down, or she's gonna do whatever. And so in me being able to recognize that, I can then bring Ariel to the table and say, okay, so baby, I'm recognizing that this ain't working for you. Like something's off. So what's going on? So I don't think that it always has to be on the person that is being aggravated by the situation, or you know that you're doing something that traditionally is off in a relationship if you don't have a job. You know this. So if I am willing to,
remember,
they've been using her from the beginning.
I was about to say, like, what is happening? What you mean?
I'm trying to figure out why they got together to start with.
But that's what I'm saying. It's been since the beginning.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if we're talking healthy,
she ran into that trailer.
Exactly. So who was that on? Is that on him or her?
I think it's on both.
Yeah. No, it's her fault.
But she should have come in. Here's my thing. Communication is key. Effective communication is key. Now, I did have to, that's why I changed the beginning, because I communicate a lot, but it is not healthy. At the beginning, it was not, because I thought that telling you every single piece of my mind and how I felt at the moment was good communication, but it was not. So I do feel like she should have.
But how are you giving it? Because you can give.
Oh, I wasn't giving it good.
That's why she said it.
Yeah, it wasn't effective. So I wasn't giving it good. Well, it was very nasty. It was not nice. And I had to learn that you just can't say everything like that.
And you have to also learn how the other person hears.
It shuts me all the way down.
Exactly. So then, after I got into therapy and realized that that is not the way to communicate, and learn the steps to effectively communicate, I then was able to turn around and speak his language. So that's what she should have told. Hey, this is, I mean, she did say it, but she didn't say it in a way that he could understand. There's a difference. You can say something all day, but if you don't say it to where the other person can understand, like Vaughn, he doesn't like to talk. So our saving grace is a text thread, a special text thread. Hey, this is a no judgment zone. We're not going to judge here. You say what you feel, I say what I feel. If you don't want me to respond, tell me that. If you want me to respond, say that also.
See, now here's what that messes with me.
Okay.
Any text outside of five lines, I'm probably not reading.
Well, that's on you.
All of it. I'm probably not reading all
First off, you're going to have to compromise somewhere.
Exactly.
And do you want to be in a relationship?
Yeah, I don't think. We have said two things this far that I don't know.
Yes,
well,
I do.
You
want to be the one that's functional?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. I would rather,
I don't really talk because I think for me communicating, I do a poor job. I'm going to say what happens to me. If we get in a debate about whatever it is, a person that I care about, I'm in love with, or whatever, can always sway my mind. And I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
I'll come into the argument, this point, and I'll say it, and then turn around and they'll be like,
oh my gosh.
or I, when I try to be so staunch on my point, come off condescending. I come off as an asshole. Because I'm like, I'm not gonna let you appear. You're not gonna run your Jedi mind trick. All right. So today, this is where I stand, and I'm a 10 toes down.
All my feet. There's
no swaying me. I am the Jedi today. All right.
And well, so, do you win on that one?
On that one, on those, yes, I do. But then the other person feels like I'm not listening.
That's that person. You got to do both ways.
No, because I do come off, when I'm like that, I do come off as that. I know I do. I can't fight it because I'm trying not to let what you say get to me in a way that makes me change my mind
so
on how
defense.
I feel. That's, complete defense. And I'm defensive. I'm 100% defensive. Ciela tell you, be easy to tell you. Everybody, I'm completely defensive as soon as. And nobody knows where it comes from, but it comes from something way, like from a kid. But at the end of the day, like, if somebody says something to me, I'm automatically on defense. It's automatically, I have to defend myself. And by all means necessary, I don't care what I got to do, I will defend myself. And sometimes defending myself means shutting up and just letting you talk for however long you want to talk and just listen. And I say this like this. You listening to me? I probably heard half of it, but I get the gist. You know, I understand.
So you're not an effective listener.
I am an effective listener.
No, you're not. You're
to something
not
I'm
what, not
listening
what you
to.
Go into. Not that you're not. Mode.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening. No, I listen to everything.
You listen to what you want to listen to.
No. I said I listen to about half of it. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you ever been in something with somebody and or disagreement or whatever, and they have made their point in the first 5 minutes. I have agreed that I understood your point the first 5 minutes. The other 2 hours,
is the
repetition of the point that you made in the first
five minutes. So if, first off, if somebody going over 2 hours and you done pissed them off.
Yes, usually because in the first 5 minutes, I got you, I understand.
I still don't think I'm going for no 2 hours.
I can run a long sentence now.
But by yourself, with them not respond, with him not responding.
No, it'll be a back and forth thing because I want to make, because my here is my thing. If we're talking about it this deep now, I don't want to come back here again. I don't want this to have to be an issue that we experience again. So maybe if you listen and we come to a compromise and come to an agreement, then we won't have to come back here again. Because here is my thing. I want to just learn it and move on. And let's tackle the next thing that we have coming. You know, I don't want to be harping on this same thing over and over again. Like, why can't you just get it? Even if it's me, let me know what I need to do. Let me know. It's to me, I want feedback. Tell me, because I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm great, but I'm not perfect.
I'm out here killing it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I know I'm one of a kind, but I'm not, you know, there's something.
Yeah. I'm not going to be going. I will sit down and have a conversation with you that last 2 hours. Yeah, but not but a solo soliloquy monologue.
My voice will go out.
I'm not doing that.
And then maybe breaks or whatever. I'm just saying, for me, my defense mechanism. And then if you raise your voice.
So have you received what they
said? But I'm going to tell you when I stop listening.
You don't sound like that.
Exactly, right. when I stop listening.
Is when they raise their voice.
Or curse.
Yes, if you curse.
The second. I do my best. I curse regularly. But when I do my best when I'm talking with them, to not curse. Because that's my trigger. Because when I was married, my ex-wife, she was extremely verbally abusive. Mm. So my trigger now is the second you curse, I am out. Like, you standing there and you saying words, I don't know what you're saying. Mm. I wouldn't even be on my phone. I look you dead in your face.
And be checked out.
Checked out. Go ahead and send me my bill. So, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and put it on the card. You know, I left the room straight, but I'm checked out.
Yeah, I left the room straight.
The room clean. I ain't steal the remote. But I'm checked out. Because I've been there, even if you're in an argument, because I know how that stuff had made me feel. And it made me, for me, that made me feel so down. It was difficult for me to recover after that. So I know when that happens. And then I had a person that I was with in a relationship with. And she was like, my trigger triggers you and your trigger triggers me. Mm. So we end up in this loop of just triggering
each other.
And because whatever I did triggered her, and then her cursing at me triggered me. So now we just.
So we weren't gonna figure out we weren't gonna take a step further and figure out the triggers?
No, we figured it out, but I think what happened is I think, even though you have to have some desire to change. Mm. People have to have desire to change.
That's true now.
And no matter what it is, when the chips are down, they have to go back to whatever the person is that they wanted to be. Because I think when things get tough and rough, people revert back to who they don't want to be or what they feel comfortable doing. You know, so if a person, when they usually have gotten in arguments before, if they curse or if they yell, then they're in a place, that's their comfort zone when they're having an argument. That's what they revert back to. You know what I'm saying? So me, that's what I revert back to. So you start a crack.
But I think the thing is though, like I think that we are so in relationship. We and Ariel, interestingly enough, Ariel and I were talking about this earlier. Humans are fallible, so you can expect to be disappointed. You can expect for your feelings to be hurt. You can expect for, you know, things not to go 100%. They're probably gonna break a promise at some point in time. You know, all of these things are going to happen. And I think that though, whenever we're talking about building a relationship and building a trust bank, because I think like that's what it is, a trust is a bank, that you're building it up enough that when you make that withdrawal, that there's still enough in there to keep us in the black. And I think that whenever you end up with people that you are not compatible with, or that do the things that trigger you, and you do the, if that's your default, then that's probably not the person that I'm supposed to be with, especially if they're not willing to change, especially if they're not willing to grow from that, especially if they're not willing to acknowledge.
What if it's not a lack of willingness, but some of us, like, I feel like this.
If it's not a lack of willingness and it's just who you are, then yeah, that means that we're not supposed to be together,
but
probably.
That's what I'm saying. At my tender age, I feel as though.
Did you say tender?
He said tender age.
I feel as though mm-hmm. I'm in a place where I wouldn't say I'm incapable of change.
Well, that's a sad existence.
I wouldn't. How's it sad?
You say you're not capable?
No, I'm not. I didn't say. I said I'm not going to say I'm incapable of it.
You're not willing? Because that's the opposite of incapable.
I just don't think that I can't.
Then that's incapable.
Well, I mean.
That's the very definition.
Okay, what do you mean you don't think you can?
I don't think I can.
You
I
don't
think
want to.
Anybody can change.
Yeah.
No. See, I just think that. The things that I feel like I can't change, that are the things that I feel like I can change some stuff. I, mm-hmm. you know,
give me an example of something you say you can't change.
Can't,
cannot.
Okay. I lack an ability to create balance in my life.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, Yusuf. That really is a tough one.
Yeah,
I'm struggling with the same thing.
I lack in that. Like, I can't.
But I don't think that you would have to change that. I think that whoever it is that comes into your life is either going to complement that or create the space for you to be able to operate in that way.
I think I'm more of an extremist in that sense, and I'm going to tell you why. Like, I've dealt with people in my past and recent who they've tried to complement that. Okay, you can't give me whatever, give me a date. Mm-hmm. Give me this, or mm-hmm. I'll take that. What can you give me? Mm-hmm. And even in that, I'll go, in the moment that I'm asked, yeah, I can. And then literally, when it comes time for it to happen, what happened? I got to do this. I got to do something else. I got to do this. And it's planned
over. So there's
over.
No compromise?
Yeah. You don't have balance. That's not balance at all. We are not going through the same thing. I take that back.
Yeah, exactly.
That was different.
I lack the ability to create balance. But it's more so because, and I know where I get it from. That's what makes it so difficult to change. It's what I've seen. It's the things we go through and the things that we grow up with make us who we are, right?
I never saw my mom,
to this day, for as long as I can remember, my mother rides that train to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. She don't get at home till 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
A lot of times as a kid, I didn't see her when I woke up mm-hmm. and I didn't see her when I went to sleep.
Right.
My grandmother, same thing, till probably, I would say, till she was 80. Worked her behind off until she was 80, died at 90 something. You know what I'm saying? My dad now, same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I went through a period of my life where I didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. And so for me, work became a necessity, like finding money or things like that became a necessity. So to me, things that are work to me mm-hmm. take precedent over. Only thing that doesn't take precedent over is my kids. And right. even in that sense, it's a struggle because I'll take my kids with me
to the work.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So to me, whoever it is, that person is going to end up with me just has to kind of understand that part of it.
Well,
because it's going to be something that, because you're going to get frustrated with me.
But here's my thing. I understand everything that you're saying. And this is something that I tell Bond, because he goes back to this a lot. And one thing I'm trying my best not to go to is back and say what this thing has caused me to do and this thing has caused, because we're not there.
Right.
You know, we're here and we're trying to maneuver and work through what we have.
You're responsible now.
Yes. So we can't go to what used to be or how other people did it, because that's not what we need right now. So I understand how it works, because, you know, I really don't have nobody else to fall on. So yes, when we work, we have to make the money. We have to pay our bills. We have to do all of the things. And also, we have other people around us that we have to give attention to, not just for them, but for ourselves also. You swaddled up in work and you talk about being single.
Not swaddled up.
I'm just saying, like,
swaddled up in work. Not, you have to balance.
A swaddle is real tight.
Yeah, it's really tight and comfortable. and you usually fall asleep. And so I'm gonna need you to wake up. Real sleep. Like you, I mean, I just, yeah, you. I don't know about that.
Yeah, cause, I mean, but that's the thing. And I think when we say that we are incapable of change,
you are capable.
Yes. But I think that he is capable of change.
He is capable.
I think that, number one, I think it's not, and I ain't going to get super deep or super spiritual.
Uh-oh. But, that means she is.
But no, I'm really not. This is going to be like a scratch the surface and I'm moving on. But number one, people can't change people. And so the only entities that I think that can influence change is you and the good Lord Jesus. That's it. And so, like, I think that people can influence change. So, you know, you will maybe probably end up with somebody eventually who makes you want to change in those areas. And then you will figure out how to make those shifts. Because there's no way that you're going to be able to stay in a sustainable relationship and not be able to give the time, effort, and energy to it in order to make it work. Right. Like, that's just...
And even if it does start out with one day, okay, then I'm going to go to two.
Yeah.
Then what you going to do? I'm going to 2 days, I'm going to 3 days, I'm
not
going
to 2 days to 3 days.
I mean, I'm going to start out with one day, you know, to try to meet you halfway, but you'll be stuck at the one day. It don't seem like you go no further than the one day. You don't even show up for the one day.
Yeah, you make excuses. That's why you can't make it for the one day.
Well, sometimes.
No.
That's probably why you can't see them as your best friend, because you spend time with your best friend.
Work.
That takes time.
Work.
You
spend time
work is your best friend. But can it give you the things that a relationship can give?
We might have solved it, but we ain't put it together.
So, doubling back. Mm-hmm. So, is expecting your partner to be everything, no. Best friend, lover, therapist, cheerleader, is that realistic?
No. I mean, nobody can be everything except for God. That's it. So, no, I don't think that you can expect your partner to be everything for you and to you. I think that's actually very unhealthy. Because what happens if something happens to that person? And then, you know, something then happens to you. But I think that they should hold a very large piece of the puzzle when it comes to what they are able to be for you and to you in your life. And I don't think that you should be going to a whole bunch of outside entities to fill a void that they are supposed to fill. Like, there are some things that my husband is going to be the only person that can do that. That knows what's going on, that can give me the type of encouragement. It, you know, I'm still going to expect my cheerleading squad from my best friends, but when my husband cheers me on, that's going to bring a whole different type of feel. That's going to bring a whole different type of, you know, atmosphere to the situation. He gonna receive something a whole lot different than they gonna receive right. From me and my cheerleading.
And because he in the everyday.
Right.
He in the everyday. He know exactly what you're going through, exactly the struggles. Exactly. And no peace for peace.
And your he's probably had to sacrifice too. In order for me to achieve right. Whatever it is mm-hmm. I'm achieving.
Yep.
So yeah, that's gonna be, I don't expect for them to be everything. Cause like I said, there are gonna be times where there are things where I need my girls. Like, you know, you cool.
What?
You're a nice little piece of arm candy, but you can stay over here for a second. In that instance, you'll be arm candy. And then they'll take another role, like, you know? So I think there has to be balance in all things. It can't sway one side too much over the other.
Okay. So what did we learn today?
What I learned is you need to work on changing.
Is this attack?
We want you to be in this relationship that you're saying that you desire.
And also you can't use that stuff that you're, you know, not saying that they didn't do their work, but not saying you can't use what your mom, what your grandma, what your dad is going through currently. Like, you can't use that.
And so the reason why you're in a relationship is the question.
Why you're doing what you're doing.
Is it healthy?
Yeah, I think so. She happy.
Well, anyway, we're not going
to. Is it the type of happy you want to be?
She is. I love Esther.
Oh, that's right.
Shout out to Esther.
We're trying to work on it.
My daddy don't like American women.
Okay. All right. Now see that that's a whole other situation.
My mother's from Trinidad. Marisol was from the Dominican Republic.
So we went out a list of people. Well, then maybe you should adventure out of the country. Maybe it's out of the country
because they seem to be able to gel a little bit better with your lifestyle.
What'd you learn, Veronica?
I learned that it has to be balanced. And all well, I don't think I learned that, but you know, it's the thing that's sticking out to my mind. Confirming what I already know.
Confirm what you already know.
Around balance is key to everything, especially in relationship.
I really don't have any toxic advice for my ex. For any of my exes, I don't have any.
I think mine.
You told your ex to keep a job.
Yes, you did. Did you forget you said that?
No. One of my exes lost their job. And it was the turning point, the beginning of the end for our relationship. Now she's in a new relationship. Now she's in a new relationship. And she has a job. And since she's had a job, her relationship is going strong.
So keep the job.
Keep the job and keep the relationship. And that's all for relationship status today. Y'all have a great one. We're out.
Woo!